Gathering information over the telephone. I can't stress enough how powerful a tool the telephone can be in your real estate investing career. The telephone is your friend, and it's your investment partner. When I call to inquire about a property for sale, for instance, I know within a matter of minutes whether or not it's something I want to pursue. I ask questions to find out what condition the property's in and to find out whether or not the seller is flexible with regard to terms. It's so important to find out if the property you spotted in the newspaper or online could be a potentially profitable investment. By asking the right questions about the property over the phone, you can save yourself a wasted trip, and there's nothing more valuable to an investor than your time. The air of confidence and friendly professionalism that you project on the telephone can literally make or break a deal. So practice your telephone techniques. Tape yourself making a sample call, for example. Analyze the call later and check how many times you say, or stumble and ask meaningless questions. How did you handle rejection? But even if you think you don't sound that great on the telephone, don't despair, because everything gets better with practice, and that's all you need is practice. Even if you're a more introverted kind of person, the phone is tailor-made for you. You won't be face-to-face in a confrontational situation, so it's easier to be relaxed and be yourself. And when you finally do get around to meeting the seller, you too will be old friends, so to speak. You can project professionalism on the phone without seeming cold. In fact, it's essential that you don't come across as cold. The secret ingredient, of course, is rapport. Put yourself in the seller's position and try to understand what has brought him or her to the point of having to sell the family home. Be a good listener. Get on a first-name basis right away. If you can establish rapport with the seller, your chances of purchasing the property goes way up. And when I talk about rapport, I'm not talking about being fake. Your interest and caring should be genuine. And if you're able to do this, you'll not only become a better investor, you're going to become a better person as well. In this audio chapter, I'm going to discuss the importance of gathering information about prospective leads, the four types of information you need to learn, how to record and organize the information you obtain, the importance of good telephone etiquette, how to respond to an answering machine, what kind of greeting to leave on your answering machine, and last, how to use the seller information form in the real estate forms portfolio to guide you through the process of gathering information over the telephone. So let's get started.